Good morning, Laguna Beach. This is Jane Herring, and as part of KX Takeover, I am taking over the radio station this hour. I decided to be a part of this initiative because I moved to Laguna Beach about 2 years ago, and my family and I have been big fans of KX 93.5 ever since. We have listened to it on the way to school every morning, and we have listened to it at home. We've been looking for everybody, every community event that we've gone to, and it's just made our days here in Laguna Beach brighter, and I want to make sure that everybody is a part of it.
And I know that your days in Laguna Beach are almost numbered. You're moving away.
I am.
This is like a going away thing. It also happens to be your daughter Nara's 8th birthday today.
It is.
So this is particularly special, Jane.
It is. It's a very special day in many ways. We had moved here 2 years ago with the idea of possibly making this a permanent move and really making our lives here. So we dove right in. And unfortunately, because of, work and family situations, we're not able to stay much longer. We've got a couple more weeks left, and we're trying to make the most of it. But as, one of my love letters to Laguna Beach, I want to make sure that I'm doing everything I can to leave it in a good shape.
Good call. So what's your playlist all about today?
So knowing that I would be here, I kind of put this together at the last minute. I was trying to think of what is the one subject that I cannot shut up about, because that way I didn't have to worry about dead space. And I thought, well, if I'm going to be co-hosting with Tyler, what is the one thing that we have in common? Because you and I are part of a very exclusive club. You know this, right?
Like okay.
there is something, a very elite club that people in this country, many people in this country, would love to be a part of. Do you know what club I'm talking about?
I don't think I do, Jane. What is it?
We both have made the trek across the continent to sit in a Broadway theater to see Hamilton.
Yeah, it's true.
Right?
We absolutely have.
And that is something that, although it has huge fans when it comes to the soundtrack, we've actually both seen it.
So hard to get tickets to that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did you get tickets?
I went very early on.
Okay.
Before the buzz was through the roof. Before the Oscars and the Tonys or whatever. The Grammys, rather, and the Tonys. I went. So it's been I mean, maybe a year ago. Right when it opened.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right when it opened on Broadway.
Yeah.
I know I downloaded the soundtrack a year ago and have been obsessed ever since.
So good.
Right. So, I was not going to come on and play a bunch of Broadway soundtrack show tunes because I actually wanted people to still like me and like the radio station. So
okay.
I wouldn't do that to you.
Although I would have personally been okay with it, but
thank
it's all right.
You.
Yeah.
Well, I thought of a compromise.
Okay.
I thought of a compromise. So I was going to kind of make this a surprise, but I think it's better to set it up. So there was one time I was driving along and a song came on the radio and I was like, oh, so this is from this musical. And my husband laughed at me. He's like, that's not from a musical. I said, no, it is. People don't know that, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, what a great idea to come up with a list of songs that people know from pop culture that are all based on Broadway show tunes.
Love it.
So that is my theme today.
All right. So what do you want to start with out of your list there?
I think that we are going to start with it was a big hit in the 80s. It's called One Night in Bangkok. People don't realize that it is from the musical Chess.
All right, well, here you go. Jane's taking over the airwaves now on KX 93.5.
Oriental sitting in the city, don't know what the city is getting. The creme de la creme of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner. Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since the Tyrolean spa had the chess bars in it. All change, don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland. Or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's top buster. The bars are temples, but the pulse ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden oyster. And if you're lucky, then the god's a she. I can feel an angel sliding up to me.
One town's very like another when your head's down over your pieces.
It's a drag, it's a bore, it's sweet as such a pity to be looking at the bar, not looking at the city.
What do you mean? You've seen one crowded, polluted, thinking town.
Sweet.
Get tired, you're talking to a tourist whose every move
rooms among the purest. I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine.
One night in Bangkok makes the heart man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy. One night in Bangkok in the tough guys crumble. Can't be too careful with your company. I can feel the devil walking next to me.
Watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pearls ain't free.
Hello again, Laguna Beach. This is Jane Herring, part of KX Takeover, and I am taking over KX 93.5. I've chosen a theme today about the one thing that I cannot stop talking about, which is theater. So all of the songs you're hearing this hour are pop culture versions of Broadway musical show tunes.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Tyler.
You're doing great.
Thank you very, very much. What I'm really hoping, though, is that people are listening and calling in and pledging money to this radio station.
That's the idea. Tell me what it means to you. Why is the station important to you?
You know, Laguna Beach is the smallest town I've lived in since childhood. I've always been a big city person, and the part of being in a big city is you get lost. You know, you're not running into people that you know all over the place. You know, it's just easy to not feel like you can make a difference. And when you're in a small town like Laguna, not only was I listening to you all every day, but I'm seeing you around town. I'm seeing you at community events. You knew my name. I knew your name. My daughter knew your name. You know, we would be driving around. Just the other day, we were listening to the station, and Inara goes, "Now, is that Tyler?" And I said, "Yes, it is." You know, and she knows everybody. She's like, "Oh, that's Jason Fetty. I know who that is." She's 8 today, by the way. Happy birthday, Inara.
Happy birthday.
That warms my heart. That's so sweet.
It was just wonderful. And you talk about community events. We knew about things that were going on. You know, my husband traveled back and forth between Laguna Beach and Dallas every week the 2 years that we lived here, which is why we have to go back, unfortunately. But he would come in on a Thursday night, and I'd say, okay, so this is all the stuff that's happening in town this weekend. And I knew that because I listened to you.
Yeah.
And it's really important, and to feel part of it. And I also loved that there was always a song that would come up, and I'd be like, what? Somebody's playing this song? You know, like, that's so crazy, but awesome. It's nothing that other stations are playing all the time.
Well, the idea is, if you agree with Jane, to call in and donate to us today.
Please.
949-715-KXFM. That's 949-715-5936. It's a friendly competition to see which of our guest hosts can raise the most money. And Jane, if you can raise $3,621, you'll be in first place.
It will be my legacy. In Laguna Beach.
Well, right before you
contribute
leave.
Contribute to my legacy in
so
Laguna Beach.
Call us. We'll have you on the air. You can also text in your information, and we'll mention your donation again, 715-5936. All right, so you have a special dedication song up next, right?
I do. So all of the songs, like I said, I've chosen are kind of poppy versions of musical theater songs. This one is a little unique in that it is, it's not one that everybody knows yet because it's from a musical that is brand new. It's by Sarah Bareilles. She wrote a musical based on the movie Waitress, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, starring Keri Russell. I don't know if she's any relative of yours, Tyler.
I don't think so.
You would hope. But she was also on the Mickey Mouse Club. If you you might be too young for that.
I'm not too young, but I was the age of the people participating in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So she was on that. But so Sarah Bareilles wrote a musical based on this movie, and this song made me cry the first time I heard of it because it reminds me of my daughter, who turns 8 years old today. And it's the moment that her daughter is born and everything that's going on in her head when she looks at her baby girl. So this is my song for Inara today.
Today's a day like any other, but I am changed, I am a mother. Oh, in an instant, and who I was has disappeared. It doesn't matter, now you're here, so innocent. I was lost for you to find, and now two tiny hands, a pair of eyes, an unsung melody is mine for safekeeping. And I will guard it with my life. I'd hang the moon for it to shine on her sleeping. Starting here and starting now, I can feel the heart of how everything changed.
Laguna Beach. This is Jane Herring, part of KX Takeover, and I'm doing an entire hour of music that you didn't know is based on Broadway musical show tunes. So I'm doing that as kind of because it's something that I am passionate about, supporting the arts especially, but also because I know that Tyler is as well. So this is our little chance to...
Well, I didn't know you were going to make everybody cry.
It is a beautiful song, isn't it? It's so beautiful. I haven't seen the show, though. I didn't get a chance to see it.
And I'm in here with two moms who I'm just picturing, like, birthing their baby daughters for the first time, and just their tears are running, and I'm... Everyone's crying, Jane.
I know. I'm sorry. But it's so pretty. It's an amazing moment in the movie that the musical is based on, Waitress, because she's part of this, you know, she's in this kind of abusive marriage, and she just thinks everything is lost, all hope is lost about her life. And then she looks at the face of her baby girl and she realizes, we're both born today. That lyric kills me. Mm. We are both born today. And I tell my daughter all the time, so Inara, my daughter who's turning 8 years old today, Inara is an Arabic word that means a bright light in a dark space. And that's what I always tell her she was. I was living in New York City, a great job, you know, kind of a great life, but I was not in a good place in my life. And she was this bright light that just came in and just gave my life purpose.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I know a lot of women out there can probably relate to that, and men, I'm sure. But, you know, you look at this child and you think, okay, now I have direction.
What's she doing today, by the way?
So this morning she is in a cooking camp. She loves to cook.
Why? Your daughter is an adult. She is an accomplished adult woman.
She is.
Yeah.
In fact, every coach, every teacher, everybody says that exact same thing to me. They're like, I feel like I'm talking to a 30-year-old when she's here.
Cooking camp.
Cooking camp.
What's she learning to cook?
Oh, my God. We thought it was going to be, you know, PB&J or something.
Right.
No, not at all. Yesterday I showed up and there was crusted chicken and there was Texas sheet cake and there was macaroni salad. But she said that she was a little disappointed because they put a little bit too much red onion in the macaroni salad.
Oh, my God.
That's what she told me.
That's hilarious. Is she going to go on like MasterChef Junior or whatever?
If I let her,
is that a goal?
Yeah. She gives me Chopped challenges. She will go and she'll pick a couple ingredients in the refrigerator and she'll make me make a dinner out of it, and then she'll judge it.
That's actually a really fun idea.
It's fantastic.
That's fun even if you don't have an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, I might just go do that myself.
Well, it's great, especially if you're trying to make the most of a limited budget.
Right.
You know, you're like, you can kind of look at like, oh my God, I have nothing left to cook. But if you look up your refrigerator and go, okay, I've got this, this, and this, go.
Yeah.
You know, what can I do?
That's
and then
fun.
You get really proud of yourself.
Yeah. All right, well. We tangent into a little bit.
Sorry.
That's all right. So today's KX Takeover, Jane's here taking over the airwaves in order to raise money for our nonprofit station. If you'd like to support her hour, you can call us at 949-715-5936. That's 715-KXFM to make a donation. Every $25 you donate gets you a raffle ticket to win a harbor cruise with a gourmet meal catered by a professional chef on that boat. And you can find the details of that online on the homepage of KX935.com. So what are we going to play next?
Which one did we choose?
I think you wanted to do Jackson 5, right?
That's right. So the theme of this hour, of course, is songs that are based on musical theater show tunes. And this is from one of my top five all-time favorite musicals, Pippin. And it's called Corner of the Sky, and this version is by the Jackson 5.
Everything has its season. Everything has its time. Show me a reason, and I'll soon show you a rhyme. Cats sit on the windowsill, children sit in the show. Why do I feel I don't fit in anywhere I go? Thank you.
something small. But I won't rest until I know I have it all. So don't ask where I'm going, but listen when I'm gone.
Oh, when you'll hear me sing
softly to the dawn. Oh, rivers belong, but they can ramble. Oh, eagles belong, but they can fly. I've got to be where my spirit gets run free.
Hello again, Laguna Beach. This is Jane Herring as part of KX 93.5 Takeover. What
Sorry,
was
Jane.
That?
Sorry, Jane.
See, that wasn't me.
I have one job. It's pressing the buttons.
I'm the new one, and I didn't do that. I'm very excited about that. That made me feel better. You should do that at the beginning.
You want me to mess up more?
Well, yeah, the beginning of every Takeover hour, because then that will make us feel more relaxed, because if you can screw up, then we're okay.
All right, good call.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. So hopefully you all are listening and going, you know what? I was thinking about pledging and giving some money to KX93.5, but now this sealed the deal. And just a reminder, this is my last 3 weeks living in Laguna Beach. So this is my legacy. Mm-hmm. We need you to call in, donate to the radio station, keep these people going, because we are going to be listening from Dallas, I promise.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yes.
Thank you.
Of course.
You do have a text, by the way.
Yay.
It's Shireen from Romantic Boutique next door.
Love her.
And she said she'd like to donate $100 in the form of a free Halloween costume, all right, to the person who donates the most money during this hour. She also went on to say that the song you dedicated to Inara made her cry. Happy birthday, Inara. And they're having a sale. She wants to know they're having a sale, too.
Oh, they're having an amazing
yeah.
sale.
All right, 50% off, yeah.
When it comes to things that I loved about living in Laguna Beach, like my favorite places and all that, Romantic Boutique here in the same block as the radio station here in Woods Cove is so fun. It is such a fun little shop. Because as you know, I love my theme parties. I love doing, you know, fun dress.
I've only been to one, but if I'm using that as a benchmark, then yes, I know that you do.
I do, very much so. When I've needed anything for any kind of party, any kind of costume, she has it. And the fun thing about this shop is that it's, you know, it's a sexy shop. It's fun. It's got the costumes. It's things for clubbing and all of that. Not that I do that. I'm a mom. But everything that she has, not everything in the shop, but everything that's her line, was designed and made here in Laguna Beach. People don't even know that. Her shop is right underneath. She's designing it, and she is making it, and she is shipping it all over the world. So, like, not only supporting a storefront in Laguna, you're supporting an artist here in Laguna.
Yeah, good point. Well, thanks, Shireen, for that. And hopefully somebody will make a big donation and also have a free Halloween costume.
And she has the best Halloween
costume. That's the idea. All right, so again, you can call in today, 949-715-KXFM. Jane's taking over the airwaves with songs that are from Broadway musicals, but not the version from the musical. Right?
Right.
Okay, so what's next? The Muse song.
So this is, there's so many versions of this song, so many good ones. Nina Simone, of course, is the most well-known version of the song, Feeling Good. This is a Muse version, so it's a little bit better for rock radio. It is based on a musical that I'd never heard of before. Are you sure that's it?
I don't know.
I'm not sure if that's it or not. You know, honestly.
I'm going to take a Monica Silva on this.
Okay. Okay, so she wrote Memories of Mensudo, but I don't know. But you know what? When
I think she said Mensuko.
Mensuko. Yeah. But I know that of all these songs that I knew that they were all from musicals, this is when I did not know. This came up on my list of did you know? But it's Feeling Good, and this is the version by Muse.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Rains drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
I go fall out in the sun. You know what I mean, so you know. Butterflies are all in fun. You know what I mean. Feeling good, but it tastes young. And this old world is on.
I'm so excited. We have a caller. Hi, you're live on the air.
Hello, Jane Herring.
Well, hello, my fabulous mother-in-law. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, and that's the reason why, is because I have such a great daughter-in-law. Who will even say that? So,
it's the Mutual Admiration Society.
I wanted to call from Dallas, Texas, to say several things. First of all, Jane, you've only got 2 weeks. Not three, and you will be home. Yes. And well, everybody out there in Laguna Beach, I know they're going to miss you tremendously. So, and to tell my precious, beautiful, outstanding, talented, gorgeous, sweet, lovely, wonderful, perfect 8-year-old granddaughter, Inara, happy, happy, happy birthday.
Aww.
I love her so much. She is just so precious and so wonderful. And so I want her to know that Granny says happy birthday.
All right. She's going to love this. And you know what? She loves this radio station. So I hope that by calling in, you're also going to pledge a little support.
Of course I will. Yay! In Inara's name. Okay?
Perfect. Perfect.
I will do it in Inara's name. And also, I hope she does get to hear this. And
she will.
Said, everybody needs to know, of course, other grandparents will understand that my granddaughter is perfect because their granddaughter is perfect. So anyway.
We may be losing Jane, but you're getting your granddaughter in your home where you live, right?
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, so you're pretty excited about this whole thing.
Both of them, yeah. Nara and Mesa, both of my babies are moving back. Yes.
Well,
yes.
Good. Maybe you can stay up from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. with Mesa then when we get back there.
I'm sorry. I think we've got a bad connection. Sorry. I think. Are you there? I don't think I can hear you.
All right. Hang on the line for us, and I'll come back and get your information. All right. Thank you very much for calling and supporting.
Love you,
Thank
Mom.
You.
Bye.
By the way, Jane, I like that your Texan accent comes out when you talk to your mother-in-law.
I can't help it. You know what that is? It's my theater training.
Yeah.
Whenever I talk to
You're
anybody.
Just imitating.
Yes. I'm a natural mimic. Yeah. It just comes out. But it's just so much fun. What's funny is to see Inara pretend to be my mother-in-law. You know, she does this whole thing. She'll go, bye. Every time. Bye.
Very cute. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks for that donation. If anybody else wants to call in to support Jane's Hour, she's taking over the airwaves today with all Broadway-inspired modern music, 949-715-5936. That's 715-KXFM. And Jane, we did not discuss what the next song is. So you got to call an audible here. What do you want to play?
Ooh, let's bring on the Beatles.
All right.
Okay. So the Beatles did a cover of a song from The Music Man. I did The Music Man when I was in high school.
Yeah.
I played Zanita Shin.
Which one's that one?
Ye Gods.
Okay.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Uh-huh. Did you do Music Man?
I never played in it. No. No, I didn't. I sang the song a lot growing up, but I never played in it.
Well, yeah, see, you know, it's just our own little language. You know what's funny? Like a really funny story about Music Man is that I had my first kiss on the stage while doing The Music Man.
It's cute.
We were all singing Shapoopy. That's a real song, people. Look it up. It's a real song. It's called Shapoopy. And they dipped us down and gave us kisses. And, you know, they're, you know, pretend kisses.
Right.
But I was like,
it's your first one.
It's the first one ever.
How old were you then?
Oh, God. I was a late bloomer. I was a sophomore in high school. So 15? No, totally true.
All right. Well, let's play it. The Beatles, Till There Was You on KX93.5.
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all, till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all, till there was you. Then there was music and wonderful roses, they tell me, in sweet fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all, till there was you. I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all, till there was you.
Hello again, Laguna. This is Jane taking over KX93.5 for the hour in the hopes that you will all donate to the radio station and secure my legacy as I leave Laguna Beach the next couple weeks, sadly. We have to correct something.
Editor's my, note.
I knew that I couldn't remember the musical that Feeling Good came from, because I was actually surprised by that. That one I did not know. So we had somebody look it up. And we found out that it was not the one we originally said. So Feeling Good, we just listened to the Muse version a couple songs ago, is from the musical The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd.
Wow.
I have
never even heard of it.
Never heard of that. And I studied theater.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
It's a cool name, though. I'm kind of interested.
But at least we got that song out of it.
Right.
You know, and some of these songs are like that. Some of these songs, nobody remembers the show.
Yeah.
But we got the song, you know, and that's far more famous than the show itself.
Yeah, agreed. Well, Jane's taking over today. This isn't obviously normally what you'd hear at 10:30 in the morning on a Friday, but that's the idea. Community members coming on, playing what they want to raise money for the station. And what's queued up next for us, Jane?
So this is a song from the musical Promises, Promises. And this is another favorite of mine, maybe top 10 musicals, but it came out in 68. I remember that because my house was built in 1968, and I at one point came up with an entire soundtrack of music that was out that year. So it's from the musical Promises, Promises. It's all Burt Bacharach music, and Dionne Warwick did covers of most of the songs from that musical, and this was the big hit. It's I'll Never Fall in Love Again.
What do you get when you fall in love? A guy with a pen to burst your bubble. That's what you get for all your trouble. A guy, you get another chance to catch pneumonia. Then you do, never fall, never fall in love again. Don't you know that I'll never fall in love again? Don't tell me what it's all about, 'cause I've been there and I'm glad I'm out of those chains.
Gina, it's Jane again with KX Takeover, and I'm here with a very caffeinated Tyler Russell.
It's just that I don't normally drink coffee, and it's just I kind of feel it. I think I'm understanding why you do this.
Oh, yeah. Well, try being up with an infant coursing for 3 hours in the middle of the night, and you need it. Trust me.
I've never gotten it until right now. I've drank a full cup, like a venti-sized. Yeah.
It's fun to watch.
Thanks.
And then later I'll stop by while you're like passed out on the floor from your caffeine withdrawal.
I just don't. I never wanted to depend on it. That's why I never drank it. I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning for 4 years. I never drank coffee.
One day, sir, you may be a parent and you're going to just let that all go.
I hope so.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Yeah. No, we went to the Nespresso store yesterday to build up our supply. We're running out of pods, and they're like, what kind do you want? I'm like, you know what? I can't do Nespresso right now. Like, I just need to make a big old pot the first thing I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm
just we have an espresso machine here.
Do you?
Yeah. Jason Fetty's obsessed with it.
Oh, that's
obsessed.
Cute.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
All right. Well, what's going on today, Jane? What are we doing?
Well, in my effort to get people to pledge money to my favorite radio station ever, I have chosen an entire hour of songs that are all based on Broadway musical show tunes because that's my thing. So, but I didn't want to actually play the Broadway musical show tunes because I want people to still like me. So these are all the radio versions, the pop versions of these songs. The one that we just listened to is from Promises, Promises, which was revived on Broadway, I think 2011, with Christian Chenoweth and Sean Hayes. I saw it a couple times, and it was spectacular. It was really, really fun to watch, especially with Mad Men being on the TV. It was really kind of that era of music and clothes and just that terrible
my favorite,
view of
my
women.
My absolute favorite. Not that last part.
Right, right.
All the other things.
Well, no, it was a lot of fun. But so that song is actually from the original musical. But later, Dionne Warwick also had Say a Little Prayer, which was not for the musical, but it was such a hit that they then put it into the musical for the revival. So if you went to see the revival, Promises, Promises, Kristen Chenoweth sung that song.
Wait, I thought we were doing Mac the Knife.
Yes, I was just talking about the last one. I'll Never Fall in Love Again is from Promises, Promises.
All right, we were back selling.
Yes.
Okay.
So now I chose Mac the Knife, which is from the Three Penny Opera. It's the weirdest song, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I've never understood what it means or anything.
It's because it's translated from the German.
Oh.
It's a weird, weird song from the 1930s.
Is it supposed to mean anything in German?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I was reading kind of the literal translation, and it still really doesn't make any sense. But this is another example of a song that is way more popular than the show that it came from. And people don't realize that it is actually a Broadway show tune. So here's Mac the Knife.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with its teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackey's back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Mackey's been just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Ho, ho. Yeah, sweet Audrey, ooh, Miss Lottie Lenya, and Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe, now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, sweet Audrey, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown.
Yes, that line falls on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie's back.
Such a great song.
Brings you right back, man.
I love that song. You know, I was at one of my daughter Anar's, whose eighth birthday is today, dance competitions. And a lot of times at these dance competitions, I don't know if you've ever been to any of these, just imagine.
No, I've never been to an eight-year-old's dance competition.
Oh, my God. Well, so think about Honey Boo Boo, like that kind of crazy world.
And everybody like really like, made up. And,
yes.
It's so weird.
It's very uncomfortable, really weird. As a mother especially. And so some of these groups from other areas of California, they come in wearing highly inappropriate costumes, doing highly inappropriate, you know, not age-appropriate songs and dances and stuff. So this group of girls comes on, a big group of girls, it was a large group, and they're wearing these glitzy little black leotards with big red bows on the back. And I just thought, oh, God, this is terrible. Like, I'm just not looking forward to this. They ended up doing a contemporary ballet to Mac the Knife.
Wow.
And it gave me chills. It was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen. I recorded it. I filmed it because I wanted to
talk about
show
judging
people.
A book by its cover then, in that case. Yeah.
It was so elegant but fun. Oh, it was spectacular. It was really great.
So Anar is not one of the Honey Boo Boo made up.
No.
Okay, you wouldn't do that. All right.
No. She's at a studio that's not in Laguna Beach, so I'm not going to promote them right now, but she what I love about them is that it's all very age appropriate, the stuff they're doing. So we love them. So we were talking about theater, great theater that we've seen in Laguna Beach, and you said you had just seen.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Yes.
Our friends over at No Square Theater put it on. I believe it's on just this weekend. You know, it might be on next weekend too. I think there's two more weekends of it.
Okay.
But nosquare.org is where you can get tickets. And for a 6-person cast, all locally produced, to put on a Broadway show, I mean, that has big expectations, it was unbelievable. I was so impressed by it.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was hilarious. People could sing. I mean, they could sing. And they were funny. Everybody was great.
It was all really local impressed. People, right?
All local people. Kids. I mean, college kids.
Yeah.
Who are coming down to do this. And were just, I mean, blew me away.
It's a fun show.
You've got to see it.
It's a really fun show. I had seen it. So back when I worked in New York, I did a lot of work for the Broadway community. And we did the Tony Awards night party for the Broadway cast of Putnam County Spelling Bee. And so we got to go see the show, and it was just, I laughed so hard, but it was so cute and charming, but edgy and funny. So I was reading about this recently, in my random middle of the night feeding the baby, looking up things to keep me awake. So I was reading this article about it where they said that one of the first celebrities that they brought up on stage for the Broadway version, because they bring up people.
That's right.
Know,
yeah,
spell.
Yeah. Which I was going to be one of the volunteers, but my date made me late, so therefore I didn't get a chance to.
You would have been so good.
Didn't get a chance to go on stage, unfortunately.
We need to go back and see it again.
Yeah, agreed.
So, on one of they might have been the opening night, if not like opening week. Julie Andrews was in the audience of Sound of Music.
Yeah.
Right, Mary Poppins. So they brought her up and they gave her supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Did she spell it?
No.
Really?
She got off the first chance. She could not spell it and
seems like she should be able to.
You would think.
Yeah, after all this time.
But can you imagine being in the audience for that one? Oh.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, anyway, you got to see our local show, and they do bring people on, and you should be prepared if you get there a little bit before 7 when it starts. They will ask you to come up. It's a small theater, so you have about a 10 to 20% chance of getting called on stage.
That's awesome.
I'd say.
That's awesome.
All right, a couple more songs left for us, Jane.
So we chose Aquarius next, right?
Yep.
Is that the one? So most people, I think, know that this comes from a rock album. So Hair, which also came out in 1968, a wonderful year for music, and My House, which was built in 1968. This is a song that came from that became, even bigger than the musical itself. Now, I don't know about you, though. I can't hear this song without thinking about the end of 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay, listen to it and then imagine Paul Rudd dancing through the fields, lip-syncing to this song.
You got it.
Okay. Hello, everybody in Laguna Beach. If you were dancing like we just were here in the studio, I hope that you will come in and thank us for that dancing music by making a pledge to KX93.5 this morning. What do you think, Tyler?
Yes, I've loved your hour. I know we're almost wrapped up here, but Jane's taken over the airwaves with Broadway songs, not from the musicals, but rather ones that made it into pop culture one way or another. And I'm very impressed by you.
Thank you, as always. Yeah. Thank you. I wish we'd had more time to spend together, Tyler, during my years here in Laguna Beach.
Well, we have somewhere between 2 and 3 more weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, is what I've heard.
Depending on who you ask.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, you can still donate 949-715-KXFM. We've let people come on, take over our airwaves the past couple days. We've still got a couple more people today. Christy Hugstaz and the mayor of Laguna, Mayor Steve Dictrow, is going to be our grand finale at 2 p.m., and if you don't get a chance to call in and donate today, you can do it on behalf of all of these individuals online at kx935.com over the next 5 or so days. That's how Jane's going to raise her $4,000 as soon as her husband gets off the conference call.
Yes, yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah, right. So we've got a couple more songs, Jane. What else?
Okay, so I think that it's just an appropriate song for this time of year. There's a beautiful version of Summertime, which most people know the Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong version. But that's a little slow for us here this morning, KX93.5s. I thought we'd play the Janis Joplin version of Summertime from the musical Porgy and Bess.
No. nothing's going to harm you now. Na 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 na
There you go. So that was the Janis Joplin version of Summertime from the musical Porgy and Bess. Not the most popular version of that song. I think it's the Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong version, but I thought Janis would be more appropriate this morning here in Laguna Beach.
Love it, man.
Thank you.
You killed it.
Thank you, and thank you for indulging me this hour.
You're welcome. That's the whole idea.
How many radio stations would allow me to play show tunes
for an hour? Probably
none.
I'm guessing zero.
Zero.
Except us.
I know.
So one.
Which is why everybody should call in and donate.
That's the idea. These last couple days, we've let people come on the air, host their own show, whatever they want. Jane shows versions of show tunes not from the Broadway show, which is so cool. And she hopes that you'll call in, 949-715-5936. We're going to miss you.
Oh, I'm going to miss you all, but I'll be able to listen to KX93.5 on the website, which I intend to do.
Do you have the app as well?
I do have the app.
Of course you have the app.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
What kind of Laguna Beach citizen would I be if I did not have the app?
Didn't have the app. I don't know. You'd be a large percentage of them, so everyone should download the app.
That is not good.
Yeah, it's not. All right, Jane. Well, any final words, and what are we closing with?
Well, you know, once again, today is my daughter Inara's 8th birthday. She, I think, is much more popular and famous here in Laguna Beach than I am.
True.
And she has loved every minute of being here in Laguna, and she's very excited about her birthday today. She, like many children across the land, has an obsession with the musical Hamilton, like we do. And I've been so impressed with her because she has learned so much about American history by listening to the soundtrack, and we would be listening to it on all of our, you know, soccer mom trips all the way around California. She has it all memorized, so we decided to break the tradition of the rest of the hour, and actually we will play a song from the musical. But this is probably the most radio-friendly version, radio-friendly song from the musical Hamilton. It's absolutely beautiful.
I just realized one tiny problem, Jane.
Oh, no.
It does have an explicit tag on it.
Wait for it does?
Yes.
It oh, says no. Right.
We're going to have to pick a different one.
Okay. Well, what you got there?
How about Satisfied? Do you like that one? Helpless?
I don't think either of those are good.
The Schuyler Sisters?
Shoot. I know a lot of them. That's the problem with Hamilton.
Dear Theodosia?
Ugh, no.
You're going to have to pick one, Jane.
I know. Let's do...
How about It's Quiet Uptown?
No, that's so sad. Tyler, do you not know this song at all?
How about... I like that one.
It's, yeah.
How about The Room Where It Happened?
Yes.
All right.
Can we do that one?
There we agree.
So just to set this one up, The Room Where It Happened, I think it's so appropriate in the current political climate here in the United States right now, where people are kind of complaining about what's going on and how the system works. But this is really, you know, you have to understand the system. And that's what this song is about, where he's complaining about how he's not part of decisions because he was not in the room where it happened.
Jane, thank you. You were great.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Ah, Mr. Secretary.
Mr. Burr.
Sir. And did you hear the news about good old General Mercer?
No.
You know Claremont Street?
Yeah.
They renamed it after him. The Mercer legacy is secure.
Sure.
And all he had to do was die.
Yeah, that's a lot less work.
We ought to give it a try.
Huh.
Now how you gonna get your debt plan through?
I guess I'm gonna finally have to listen to you.
Really?
Talk less, smile more, do whatever it takes to get my plan on the Congress floor.
Now Madison and Jefferson are merciless.
Well, hate the sin, love the sinner.
Hamilton.
I'm sorry, Burr, I gotta go.
But
decisions are happening over dinner.